My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Wednesday's Travel and Cruise Industry News podcast on this, the 17th day of April. Man, we've killed half a month already. We're going to have a busy show today. I'm sorry I've been laughing because of what's coming up next. But anyway. The headlines today, folks, which we'll get to eventually. Another Disney cruise member arrested. Also, this morning, we're going to talk about long-distance evacuation. MSC cancels another voyage. That's two in 2 days. P&O ship completes dry dock. Port Canaveral expansion and lots more today here at 11 o'clock. All right. Today's National Banana Day. So, folks, go get a banana. That's it. Simple enough. Or, you know, take one to a monkey if you can do that. That'd be okay, too. If you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from. All the big guys, just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the fat travel guy. All right, so we have a little special feature this morning. Do we call it a feature? Not really, but we're gonna talk about Amigo John. Where did he go? He's left the building. Oh, there you are. You're coming down. You're sinking down to you. Amigo John is looking. Oh, man, that's a rugged-looking floor over your head. This is his lovely accommodations in Florence, Italy. He's over there where you get all sorts of a culture. And he's in a cultural hotel room that I understand it's smaller than the epic solo cabins.
Solo. It's actually more square feet, but it's laid out so poorly that I would do way, way better in the solo cabin on an Epic, which I enjoy, by the way. I've crossed the Atlantic four or five times in a solo cabin on the Epic, and I really enjoy it. But I'm telling you, this room, there, you know, if you look, that's the bathroom way down there in the end. There's a two burner stove in the kitchen. The refrigerator is on the floor. I can't even reach it. And then I'm sitting on the bed. This is like, you know, and there's that's the other end. The only thing that's really cool is look up at the ceiling. Isn't that, you know, they really did it in that Tuscan style, but it was designed with a sofa bed. And so when the sofa bed would be folded up, then there would be some room. But now that they've put in a double size bed, I stub my toe every time I go to the bathroom, which, of course, you know, as for us old guys, that's multiple times during the night. I don't hardly have any toes left by the morning. Yeah, you know, so.
All right, so now I've got, I got two serious questions for you, John. So you left home.
All right.
And we had tax day. Now, is there any relation to the fact that we celebrated tax day and you skipped the country?
No, everything was all sewed up and The feds didn't need anything because of the new business we got going, and the state got their slice before I left. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, no, no connection to that. No connection.
I was just worried about it. So then you get over, you fly over the South Pole or however the hell you go to get over there, and you land in Florence, or you didn't. You landed in Rome, and then you hitchhike to Florence. So, but I thought
we took a trip.
The question I have for you is when you pose to have your buttocks carved, was it cold?
No, Florence is experiencing an unusually warm. Florence is experiencing unusually warm right now. It was cold last night. It's the first time there. You can see my heater up there in the. That's my little air conditioner heater thingy. But it's the first time that I used it. Usually, I've been putting it on every morning for just 5 minutes or so to kind of take the chill off. But last night, it was on all night. We were in the 60s last night, low 60s. But daytime, I mean, it's the perfect time to be in Florence. It's like 75 every afternoon. And the beautiful thing, you know, about most of Italy and Germany, too, is that there's very little wind. So different than the prairie where I come from, where, you know, you're hanging on for dear life on a good day. There's very, very little wind. So we sit out on the street. We have three places that we kind of go between. You know, we start for with breakfast at 10 o'clock, and we end up with supper that goes till about 11 at night. And we're just outside, and the people are friendly. We're living in an area called Old Town, and nobody lives here anymore. It's literally 20,000 Airbnbs. That because they make a fortune, you know, in a month. You can rent the place for $600 a month, or you can make $3,000 a month cheaply, easily on an Airbnb. So it's the whole area has been turned into Airbnbs. I mean, it's so funny. You hear more English on the street than you do Florentian. Florentian, is that a word? Florentian?
You dance Florentian.
But on the other hand, you know, Florentian dance, yes. From Argentina, actually, it came to us. But
just down the street.
You got to get away from our little area here. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're in authentic Italy, authentic Florence. And, of course, the two big reasons to come to Florence are the Statue of David, which both inside and outside, I've sent you some clips that we'll be looking at in the future. And then, of course, the Duomo here, the big cathedral of Florence, which if you I am not able, but the boys, 485 steps, and all of a sudden you can come out at the top little pirouette of the dome.
Yeah, no.
And it's the highest.
When I could walk.
But what we're trying to do is we want it so they, when they come out and look around the little portico up there, I'm going to be down at the ground filming them while they're filming me. We're going to try and make that happen yet.
Yeah,
see if we
that
can
would work. That
do
would
that.
Be cool.
But got into the dome. By the way, want to tell you, the dome is exceedingly friendly to those of us that are mobility abled. There's a secret door, and we're going to let out the secret door to access. You just show up. And they let you, the guy just kind of goes, come in. And you have, you know, now you have to pay if you wanted to do the walk all the way up to the steps. But for ground access to the entire dome, absolutely no charge to anyone at any time. But there's a whole bunch of people that are selling you tickets. You know, you can buy skip the line tickets, climb the, you know, some of them are $150. And I'm telling you, you don't need it. All you need to do is buy the like $13 or $14. If you want to climb the steps, you buy that at the dome, or you can do it ahead of time, but do it on the dome website, not these other website places. But the beautiful thing is if you're mobility challenged, we skipped 1,000 people, and he just ushered us right in, spent about an hour just on the main floor of the dome. It's unbelievable. David, to go see the Statue of David, that's in a museum. You have to pay, everybody pays for that. But the same thing is, you know, we got there And it's supposed to be you and a companion, but of course it's Henry and Dusty that are with me. So the guy just kind of goes, you know, follow me. Dusty had to go in the regular way. He took him to the front of the line and he had to go through the airplane security stuff. We went, you know, the back way again, and then they inspect you, but it's more of a personal in your face rather than going through the machines and everything. And then, because, you know, I mean, the Statue of David, one of the, probably the most valuable things in the world. And so the security is high. But there's the museum is very interesting. And then alongside of it is a historical music museum with pianos, harpsichords, clarinets, accordions from the first ones, the first examples of these musical instruments, and just a wonderful time. All completely flat, easy to move around in. There's no pressure. You can stay at the Statue of David as long as you want. We were easily there an hour and a half. They control how many people come in. So at the entrance, there's a TV screen, and it kind of varied between 749 and 779. That's how many people were inside at one moment. But when you're in, you're in, and until you want to leave, you go out, they click you out, and then two more people go in on the other side. And what a wonderful, wonderful place. Just so exciting. And so that's my two big things. We were on the hop-on, hop-off bus. We've talked about that in various cities. Also, very mobility challenged friendly. And, you know, you can go upstairs, but it was like 80 degrees outside. The boys are upstairs. I'm sitting downstairs in the air-conditioned comfort, you know.
Yeah.
And so again, really nice. The Rome airport, by the way, we'll talk about that. Incredibly mobility friendly. I have not flown out yet, but we'll see how that goes when it's time to. That's Friday. Going from here, I have a direct flight from Florence to Frankfurt on Air Dolomiti, which is the Italian subsidy of Lufthansa. Dusty couldn't get on my flight; it's full. So he's flying Air Dolomiti to Munich, switching planes, and then Lufthansa on to Frankfurt. But we'll get picked up there, driving about 90 miles toward the French border, where that'll be home base for the next 8 days after that. And lots of access for you. The place that you're going to hear about, and I hope your ears perk up, because Stanley Tucci went on and on and on about the big food market, the big food court in the food market, not accessibility friendly, and it's not worth going to anyway. We spent $50 in food, and none of the three of us had anything good at all compared to what you can just get on the street out here. So we want to talk about that, especially none of that. They trapped me because, see, I use a walker, so the boys took the walker and we went up the escalator, because that was the corner of the building we entered on. No problem. We do the whole thing. Not a very good experience anyway. But then to leave, we go to the elevator. The elevator is out of service.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So just not user-friendly. And in my humble opinion, well, opinion of three of us, you know, some things are really worth driving out of your way for and taking a look at, and some things are not. And we specifically found one that is certainly not mobility favorable. Rome, the greatest story is if you're flying into Rome, like Frankfurt, like Dusseldorf, like Switzerland, like Munich, unbelievably good. You aren't going to believe the story I'm going to tell you about my experience, because we not only had to land at the airport in Rome, we had to get to the train station in Rome. Because we flew into Rome, jumped a train up to here. You won't believe the great service, the unbelievable, out of their way, and no money. It won't take any money. So lots of news coming up. I'm amazed that we've been working here this long without. I have really crappy. Oh, did I mention there's no internet in my little place here? I'm just using my cell phone.
Your phone.
So, and I'm in between, you know, there's really thick buildings here. I'm glad it's working for us. So exciting times, but you had two questions. You only asked me one question. What was your other question?
About, was it cold when he carved your butt?
Oh, now, okay.
I was talking about your lovely butt. I did think, however, I did say when I showed this the other day, John, that I was surprised that your butt looked so good, but the front side was a little, never mind.
Well, you know, if you watch the Seinfeld show, Seinfeld, remember Seinfeld when George got a little bit naked and a little. Yes. Now, you do know that the David you put up there is not the Statue of David. That's an outdoor bronze replica of David.
I used the clip of David, of the real David.
Oh, good. Good. Shows, okay.
I told the ladies to guard their eyes. They were going to see.
Well, and you should, because, you know, that naked picture of David was quite offensive when it came out at first because of the large, overly sculpted items on there that people just didn't like back in Rome. Matter of fact, some people threw rocks at it. There's damage on the statue. You can see where they threw rocks because they hated it because they said he'd made the hands too big.
Too big. Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, the hands. Proportion to the rest of the statue.
The same day that I showed John's naked butt and David's front, I had Hot Air Tom naked in a hot tub. That was a great day.
Wow. Well, it was, so, I think it was National Check the Wind Day.
All right. So, amigo John, you're flying up there to Germany Friday, and we're going to do this again on Monday. Is that what we decided?
Okay. I think so. And I, of course, I'm a little bit at the mercy of my hosts up there, and we'll let you know that it's all going to work out. But so just know that sometime next week we're going to be on. We're going to have pictures. We're going to talk about mobility because on the one hand, Europe is really the finest place for mobility challenged people. On the other hand, you know, there's just things you got to be aware of, cobblestone streets and things, but all good news. And we hope it. We're just here to help make your journey a little bit more fun and a little bit easier.
Awesome. All right, John. Thank you. And we'll talk one day next week, and safe travels.
Thank you so much. See y'all, everybody. Back to my big Pierre de Tipedia Terre. I don't know what you call it here. So, yeah.
All right. That's amigo John Reitmeier from up there in Crookston, Minnesota, where we were just talking when I was giggling coming on the show. He and I were talking about a steakhouse at Grand Forks, which I'm going to be using in a video. And I was just giggling a little bit there. So, all right, guys, I'll be back with some news after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure. I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hi, we're going to start off today with just a terrible story. U.S. federal agents arrested a man working as a crew member for Disney Cruise Line on two federal charges for possessing numerous child sexual abuse material, according to a criminal complaint filed yesterday in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida. Therso Anthony Neri, age 44, was identified in court records as a crew member on the Disney Dream. Neri was charged with transportation of child pornography and possession of child pornography after agents for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection and Homeland Security investigations found pornographic images of children as young as age 9 on his cell phone. Crew member Neri is the third crew member on Disney Dream to be arrested in the last 2 months. The United States Coast Guard successfully evacuated a female passenger from Disney Fantasy in a long-distance operation dramatically captured on video. The female guest was 35 years old, pregnant, and a U.S. citizen, said to be experiencing health complications that required a higher level of medical care ashore. To safeguard the woman's privacy as well as that of her traveling companion, the nature of those health complications have not been revealed. Sit back and enjoy the Alaska wilderness from a rail car. Princess and Holland America offer the Princess Rails with featured trips to Talkeetna and Denali with 3 and 4 day packages available now at 50% off. And you don't have to be a cruise passenger. Rail travel in Alaska is special, where multiple itineraries and multiple destinations await you. Just give me a call, 434-258-9264. Passengers scheduled to sail on MSC Seascape on August 24, 2025, were informed that the cruise will no longer set sail. The cruise line pinpointed operational reasons as the culprit behind the cancellation, impacting several voyages across their fleet. The affected sailing was a 7-night round-trip voyage from Miami, with calls in Ocean Key, Nassau, San Juan, and Puerto Plata. Guests were given 3 options following the cancellation, including rebooking on a similar August cruise aboard MSC World America. Boy, that would be an upgrade. Guests will find similar 7-night Eastern Caribbean itineraries aboard the World America from Miami on August 2nd, 16th, and 30th. They will also find Western Caribbean options on August 9th and August 23rd. MSC does not specify what the operational reasons are for the action. P&O Cruises Australia has completed the refurbishment of Pacific Adventure, which now includes new luxury cabanas and enhanced entertainment and spa facilities. The ship returned from a comprehensive dry dock in Singapore earlier this week. Pacific Adventure is one of the larger ships in the P&O Cruises Australia fleet, homeported in Sydney. Arriving from Singapore to start a new cruising schedule, the ship began a 9-night Pacific Island hopper voyage, sailing round-trip from Sydney to Noumea, Lafour, and Mystery Island. Author Ivan Cox is delighted to announce a comical cruise in the Caribbean to celebrate his hilarious novel, Cruise Ship Doctor. The Norwegian epic will depart from Port Canaveral on November the 16th for a rollicking 7-day cruise through the Caribbean, where Cox will read from Cruise Ship Doctor and regale passengers with humorous behind-the-scenes true anecdotes from his adventures as a cruise ship doctor. The Cruise Ship Doctor Cruise, sailing November 16th from Port Canaveral. Prices start at $639 for double occupancy, and solo start at $1,049 plus taxes and port charges. Join us on November 16th from Port Canaveral for the cruise ship Dr. Cruise. Port Canaveral is pushing ahead with a plan to have another cruise facility in place, Cruise Terminal 4, in time for the 2026-27 season. It's going to be different than any other terminal we've ever done, said Captain John Murray, CEO. It's going to be a new Port Canaveral terminal as opposed to a terminal dedicated to any particular cruise line. The reason for that is we don't necessarily get the highest utilization out of a cruise terminal that's dominated by one cruise line. Murray said that if the terminal existed today, the port could fill it with business immediately. The construction of TUI Cruises' newest ship, Mindshift 7, built at Meyer Turku in Finland, is approaching completion. The cruise line released details yesterday. The naming ceremony of Mindshift 7 is scheduled for June 22nd at the Bay of Kiel. TUI Cruises has chosen Finia Kalachani, an environmental officer who has been on Mindshift fleet since 2022, as the godmother of the ship. Finia Kalachani is responsible, together with her environmental officer colleagues, for the implementation and compliance with all relevant environmental regulations on board the Mindshift fleet. Her role as godmother emphasizes the ship's commitment to environmental protection and sustainability.
This is the Port of Lisbon, Portugal. Today is April the 17th. We're just in the process of docking.
In case you haven't figured it out, folks, that's Hot Air Tom.
Other ships with us today. Jewel of the Seas from Royal Caribbean. There's Nazimera up there. And I don't remember the others on hand.
Okay, that was Hot Air Tom. And then, let's see, he did some... What did he do next? He did get off the ship in Lisbon. I think that's a statue about Christopher Columbus, if I'm not mistaken. And there, Hot Air Tom is downtown in Lisbon. Streetcar. Looking back at the statue, I guess. Kind of narrow streets. Really narrow streets, because Hot Air Tom had to get to Pastis Baleen. Now, if I'm not mistaken, folks, Pastis—that's what you put on your thing when you're belly dancing, right? Hot Air Tom's going to start belly dancing now, so he went to Pastis Baleen. That's going to wrap up today's show, folks, at least the news portion. Let's go see who's fussing at me in the chat room today. I did see that Elizabeth was with us. She's watching us from an airport. Greetings from Miami Airport, surrounded by mostly annoying people. Of course, she's on her way back to Cozumel. Steve's with us out in Kentucky. 6 hour late for Miami, Elizabeth says. That sucks. There's Gary, older than dirt. How you doing, Gary? Mike's with us from across the pond. There's Amy. Hello, Amy. Katie's with us today. She missed yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. Happy hump day. Yes, it is. Bob's here. Good morning, Bob. Katie says hey to John. Mike says, great to see John. Yeah, it was. It was good to have him. Well, there's Jason. Hey, Jason. How are things over there? I'm hoping to hear from you about how things went with the embarkation on the Legend. I know you didn't get out of town too late because of the tornadoes, but yeah, good to hear from you. He's on his way to that side of the pond now. There's another one, which that's one of our ex folks, Even Rose Kate says hello. Roger Holcomb's with us. Good morning, Roger. It's good to see John. Yes, it is. Ken is here up in Pennsylvania. Katie says, good to see you, Roger. Todd's with us. Good morning, Amigo John. Amigo John was stealing the show today. Hey, yeah, that's what we do. There's Hot Air Tom. Hot Air Tom's in Lisbon. And that was this morning, folks, is the clip going into Lisbon. It's 4:30 there now. It's about a bedtime for Hot Air Tom. You know, he's getting old and slowing down. He's going to go get some horseradish. That's what he's going to do. Roger says, statue of Prince Henry, the navigator, leading explorers. Okay, that's correct. Hey, Tom, from what Norwegian ships do you like better? Do you like the new class that just came out, or do you like the older ship? Heard there's a big difference. Hot Air Tom says, I like Dawn, Star, and the four jewel class ships. I agree. Those are the older ones. I personally like the older ones myself. You know, the newer ones, yes, they're more, how would I say, carnival-like. You know, there's more bells and whistles. There's more things to do. There are more, you know, there's, I like the smaller ship, not so many people. I don't care that there's not as many restaurants. That's never bothered me. That's just my preference. And I think Hot Air Tom and I we both agree on that one. So, but yeah, we're heading that way. I was looking at the possibility of grabbing a cruise in June. And one of them I was looking at was a big new ship that I haven't been on yet. And I just couldn't pull the trigger on it. I may still do it, but who knows? All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. I will share one little story with you before I get off. I almost had a stroke this morning. I took my car in to be, you know, I'm going to drive to Jacksonville next week. I took the car in to be serviced. You know, I had to put the new wheel on it in Ohio last week. The other wheel is bad also. He says, this damn thing's about to fall off your car. I said, okay. So if it's about to fall off the car, we got to fix it. So that, and then somebody apparently had hit my front headlight. It was shattered. I didn't know that. I'd never seen it. So I don't get up out to get out and look around my car. So that had to be done. And I mean, several other things I knew going in. I'm going to come out of there with a $1,900 bill. And I'm going, Elizabeth. Not our Elizabeth. Elizabeth from back in the days of Sanford and Son. Elizabeth, I feel the big one coming. All right. So, yeah, I'm poor again today. Jason says, me too. The smaller ships are better. I do like them that way, Jason. So, all right. That's going to wrap it up for today. Jason, I'm going to try to catch up with you soon, I hope. So maybe we can do a little interview or something sometime soon. All right. That's going to wrap me up for today, guys. I'll be back same time, same channel tomorrow. That is tomorrow, right? Yeah, what's today? Today's Wednesday. Oh, yeah, I got two more days this week. And then I get ready to go to Jacksonville. So, all right, that's it for today, guys. I'll be back same time, same channel tomorrow. Don't forget, smash that thumbs up button. If you haven't subscribed, please consider doing so. It doesn't cost you anything, and it helps the channel out a lot. And, of course, we're heading for 10,000 subscribers by the second Tuesday of next week. All right, guys, have a great day. I'll see everybody tomorrow. As always, stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising, and hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a great day, everybody.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry, so if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.